This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, this is WTIC News Talk 1080, and this is our mental wellness segment. And my name is Anne-Marie Matthewed, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Colchester Counseling Associates, located in Colchester, Connecticut. And we see clients with a variety of issues, and we do family counseling, individual counseling, couples counseling, and we work with different things that people might be struggling with. We see clients virtually via telehealth, or we see them in person in our office in Colchester. And I've been licensed in the state of Connecticut for over 30 years now. And our contact information is 860-537-5280. So today we're going to be talking about enhancing our professional growth. And you might ask, well, what does that have to do with mental wellness? For most of us, if we are working, we are spending a lot of our time per week in our job. And even if we aren't working, maybe we're retired or semi-retired, we're going to count professional growth as also meeting different things you might be dabbling in, whether it be an interest or a hobby. Maybe you're consulting, maybe you're volunteering regularly, but we're doing something with our week. And how do we enhance that growth in that area of ourselves? Remember, we've talked about how our mental wellness really encompasses all the different parts of ourselves: our physical self, our spiritual, social, emotional, family, other relationships, all the different parts that make us up as a person, all interconnect and have to do with our mental wellness being as good as it can be. So today, when we focus on our professional life, you know, what we do every day and how we're spending our time is important to our mental wellness. So one way to, you know, increase professional growth is to focus on continuous learning, to always be sort of learning and understanding the world around us and how we fit into it. Other things are seeking feedback and building a strong network, setting clear goals and embracing challenges, and maintaining a positive attitude and a good work-life balance. So if we talk about each of them a little bit, when we talk about continuous learning and skill enhancement, one of the things we want to do is stay updated. You know, we want to regularly understand whatever industry we're in, and maybe you want to attend webinars or take online courses to stay current with the latest trends and technologies in your field. We can always learn more about what we know. And now it's much easier to learn, right? Because you have, most of us, the internet at our fingertips. Although we do have to be careful with the sources we learn from, it's still a great feature and a great way to be able to learn about the things that we're interested in, about our jobs, about even our hobbies and our interests. The next thing we want to think about is we want to identify skill gaps, determine areas where you can improve, and actively work on developing those skills through training, workshops, or certifications. Studying our industry or our craft allows us to see new trends and also identify the work that we need to do to be up to date and current. This is really important because it leads to the credibility that we have in our field of study. So if we want to be seen as credible in what we're doing, then we have to be able to back up things that we say and things that we do with knowledge, right? And we gain knowledge by learning And then if we identify our skill gaps, areas that we might see some weakness or some areas of improvement, then that helps us gain more knowledge. We also want to seek out new opportunities, you know, maybe volunteering for projects that might be outside your comfort zone, taking on new responsibilities, seeking out opportunities to learn from experienced colleagues. For younger workers and maybe young adults, this means networking, lots of networking. And this can be challenging during these times with all the hybrid and remote work. So you have to work a little bit harder at it. The quote, water cooler talks, as we used to say, just don't always occur as they used to. So setting up that meet and greet or that virtual lunch is vitally important in most cases. Having what we call a professional interview with a colleague means hearing their story, understanding their career journey. And it doesn't mean you want them to give you a job. You want to learn about their career, their path. And when you do enough professional interviews with enough colleagues in your area of interest, you start to put these stories together. And then ultimately, the stories that you hear and the learning that you do from that, that will lead to your story. We also want to embrace lifelong learning. And that's really all of us, whether we're working, we're retired. View professional development as a continuous process, not as a one-time event. We are always learning and growing, and this is true for all the parts of our lives, right? For parenting, improving our marriage or our relationships, working on friendships, and even working on a skill like a sport or learning a new exercise. Lifelong learning goes a long way to us feeling mentally well. The other thing we want to do is ask for feedback. You know, regularly seeking feedback from your manager and colleagues and mentors really helps you identify areas for improvement and growth. And this can be scary for some of us. We don't want to hear anything that we consider bad, even on a rational level. Most of us can say that everyone can always improve, but we don't really love to hear it about ourselves. So we have to really challenge ourselves to not only ask for feedback, but to then be open to that feedback when we do get it. And we want to be open to constructive criticism, you know, viewing feedback as an opportunity for growth and to learn from your mistakes. I've mentioned before that as a manager, I often used the term learning point with the young therapists that I was mentoring and teaching. And this is a great way to think of feedback. It helps the person that you're speaking to understand that you're not criticizing them, you're not saying they're doing a bad job, you're offering them a learning point, a learning opportunity. It's all just learning, and everyone can always learn. So this is WTIC News Talk 1080, and we will be right back after this short break. The next thing we want to talk about when we're talking about enhancing our professional growth is we want to seek mentorship. Find a mentor who can provide guidance and support and insights into your career path, especially as a young adult, as we stated before. This is really vital to success. And this mentor doesn't have to be working with you or even doing what you do, but they should display some skill sets that apply to your goals as well. And nowadays, you can get a lot of mentorship even online, through books, through social media. If it's vetted properly, there's a plethora of ways to get mentorship, which is great, much better than it was back when I started my career. When everything was in person, there's so much value to that, but it did in that make it a little challenging sometimes to set those things up. Now the challenge is different because you're not in person. So every new generation has their challenges, but to find a way to get that mentorship will help you enhance your professional growth. You can also consider being a mentor. Maybe you're at a stage in your career or your interest or in your volunteer group where you feel confident to be a mentor. Sharing your knowledge and experience with others can enhance your own professional growth, which can then enhance your mental wellness. Being a mentor teaches you a lot too. I learned a lot more from the therapists that I mentored, the clinical therapy interns that were starting their career and still in school. I learned a lot from them, maybe sometimes even more than they learned from me. So it's a gift that goes both ways. Expand your network. Attend industry events, join professional organizations, and connect with people on platforms like LinkedIn, for instance. You know, look for opportunities to be around others whom you feel share your interests and goals when it comes to your professional life. And even that happens if you're doing volunteer work. Expanding your network to other agencies that have the same mission can enhance what you're doing in your own volunteer opportunity. You want to build strong relationships with others. This is really important to enhancing your professional growth and ultimately your mental wellness. Cultivate positive relationships with colleagues, managers, and industry professionals. And this means being engaged at work, talking to others, making eye contact, getting to know your colleagues, and demonstrating an interest in them. If you struggle with this, you could be struggling with some social anxiety, and that can be addressed very well by working with a good therapist, and usually over not a long number of sessions. You can really increase your confidence when it comes to this kind of socialization. And they can give you tips and strategies that can help you connect with others. And you want to network strategically when you do network. Focus on building relationships with people who can help you achieve your career goals. Because there's only so much time in a day, right? And so you can't network necessarily with everyone. So you want to be a little choosy of where you're spending your time and who you're networking with. Goal setting and planning. Now, we've talked about this before in a previous segment, and this is because for so many of the topics that we want to improve in our life, we need goals. We need ways and strategies to get there. Otherwise, we're really just talking about it, right? Gee, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. But we're not really taking any action. So we're back to goal setting again. It always comes up with a lot of what we talk about in this mental wellness segment because we're trying to also remind ourselves that we need to learn about these things, which hopefully you're doing while you're listening, and then we need to see what kind of action do I need to take. So you remember we want to set clear and measurable goals. You know, define your career aspirations and set specific, achievable goals to help you reach them. Remember our acronym SMART, right? Our SMART objectives: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So our objectives need to be specific, not too broad, really geared to the goal that we're trying to achieve. They need to be measurable. How will we measure our success? What will it look like? Maybe our goal is to network more, and we're going to measure our success by setting up 2 networking meetings per week. And when we get those on a calendar, that's how we measure it. We want it to be attainable. We don't want to set our goal to have 10 networking events in 1 week, because if we're working or volunteering or doing whatever we're doing, probably not going to meet 10. That's a lot. So make sure that they're attainable. We want it to be relevant. So in this example we're using, these networking meetings would be relevant to our interests, relevant to our career. And we want it to be time bound by, you know, this time next year, I want to have had 12 networking events that I've attended or meetings that I've had with other people. And you give sort of an end date to your goal. We want to create a plan of action. Develop a plan to achieve your goals, including timelines, resources, and milestones. And sometimes enlisting others in your plan is the plan. This can be fun to do with a colleague. Maybe if you're a young person who's starting out in your career, you're sitting next to somebody else who is. Do it together. Have fun with it. You want to regularly review your progress. Track your progress towards your goals and make adjustments to your plan as needed. It's okay to make adjustments. It's okay to say, this plan needs a little tweaking. I think I overextended or I think I underextended. So that's okay to do. You want to develop strong communication skills. This is another part of enhancing your professional growth. Effective communication is crucial for building relationships, collaborating with others, and advancing your career. Things like eye contact, effective listening, empathy, I statements, all these lead to effective communication. And they can really help you learn to speak eloquently and clearly when you're trying to interface with other colleagues. You also want to try to project confidence. This can be very hard for some of us if you have had an unfortunate circumstance where you feel somewhere in your heart that you're not worthy or you're not good enough, or maybe you were told that. That can be hard. So you want to work on that. And if it's deep-rooted, again, a good therapist can really help you with that. But when you are ready, when you get there, you want to project confidence. Believe in your abilities and project your confidence in your work and your interactions. Believe in you. You have worth, so you want to know it and you want to embrace it. We also want to try to maintain a positive attitude. A positive attitude can help you overcome challenges and stay motivated. And how do we get there? That goes back to some of our other talks, thinking of, for instance, self-care. That leads us space to be more positive, to feel less overwhelmed, less anxious, less physically tired. So a positive attitude has to do with all of that. We want to practice time management. Effective time management can help you stay organized, meet deadlines, and balance your work and personal life. Time management can be very challenging for many people. So if that is the case, there are many tools that you can use to better it. Online, books, therapy, all kinds of ways to learn strategies and skills. And in some cases, if you struggle with issues like ADHD, there is medication that can help you. So there's a lot of avenues to becoming better at time management. The last thing we want to talk about when we're speaking about embracing our professional growth and enhancing it is prioritizing our work-life balance, and that is also a large task for most of us. Ensure you have time for personal activities and hobbies, and this is how you avoid burnout and maintain a healthy work-life balance. Again, we've talked about this in other segments as well, and it's all related also back to self-care. Without this, all the other things that we do really don't go as effectively, as smoothly, or as successfully as they can. So take a look at your week. How do you spend your time? Is it balanced? Does it need tweaking? That will also help you enhance your professional growth. So this is Anne-Marie Matthewd from Colchester Counseling Associates. Again, our contact information is 860-537-5280, and you are listening to WTIC 1080 News Talk, and this is our mental wellness segment. Thank you and have a great day.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne-Marie Matthewed. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.